Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Returning with another weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every Saturday and Sunday mornings on our intercom stations. Thank you very much, radio family, for your attentive ear to today's topic of discussion. With the Color of Reason Women's Community Council, based in Greensboro, North Carolina, so a very local entity that devotes their energy to community service and advocacy for women, and to do so passionately for communities, often marginalized and underrepresented, with a mission and vision to edify and embolden those same communities through activities that encourage strength, autonomy, community, and even self-awareness. And to share more on that and an upcoming event that you, radio family, and the community as a whole can be a part of, joining me, Renee Vaughn, is Cynthia Ricks. Cynthia, good morning and welcome as the newest member of the Community Focus family.
Good morning.
And Miss Cynthia, I think I may have answered the first question of the morning, and please forgive me for overstepping you answering the question, but what is the mission of the Women's Community Council?
The mission of the Women's Community Council is to engage, embrace, and empower the community by uplifting young women through leadership development and encouraging community service and education.
Thank you, Ms. Cynthia. I like the way you said it better. And share with us, for those who may not be familiar with the term, what is meant by marginalized communities?
Marginalized communities mean sometimes that some communities do not get noticed as much as some other communities. And so we wanted to draw out the importance of young women in these communities and help them to become successful and let them know that there is a possibility that they can do all things if they work toward their skills, get an education, do community service. All of those things are very important in becoming successful. So it doesn't matter what community you are from, you can become successful.
Absolutely. And nicely said, Ms. Cynthia. Now talk about the four main points you have and stress in all of your activities. What are those exactly?
The main points that we stress in all of our activities are leadership. We would like for our young women to always feel that they have the strong leadership skills. Financial literacy is extremely imperative. Life skills, very, very important, as well as professional development.
Very good. Now, what type of things does the council do to help our various and diverse communities?
The council does many different things. One of the programs that I'm very pleased with that we do annually is our domestic violence awareness forum. We also do a healthy lifestyle symposium each year. We do our Girls Leadership by Design program each year, which is very, very successful with young women between the ages of age 14 and 18 years of age. And we also do our father-daughter dance extraordinaire annually, which is our largest fundraiser for the year.
And certainly looking forward to hearing the particulars on this annual event. Until then, I do want to ask you, Cynthia, with the recent scandals that have made headlines in Hollywood with Harvey Weinstein and a host of other powerful men, how would you address situations like these with our young women?
First and foremost, you as a young woman should be confident, and we hope to instill enough confidence in our young women to always tell their truth. Telling the truth about what you feel and how you feel is extremely imperative. So whenever you do that and you bring it to the people in leadership, I think most of your problems will be addressed. So always remember to be confident in who you are and tell your truth.
Spot on, Miss Cynthia. And perhaps to add to that for our young women and ladies listening here this morning on the weekend edition of Community Focus, don't be afraid or intimidated to go to someone who is willing to listen to you. And in addition to listening, are also willing to help you to address that particular issue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not have said it better.
I appreciate that, Miss Cynthia, but the real thanks goes to you and to all who are involved with the Women's Community Council in providing that needed help. And speaking of which, discuss the areas that you serve.
We serve all areas, all children from different areas, some in from High Point, Greensboro, all surrounding areas are welcome. We open this up to women that feel that they want to be a part and want to grow, because they are, even though they're doing very well, they're very bright in school, in high school. There are things sometimes that they don't have an opportunity to grasp as much in the classroom as they do in other outside programs. And so our programs are designed to assist with their learning skills and to encourage them to be successful. And that is one of the reasons we bring in professional people to share things such as financial literacy, to talk to them about the importance of having good credit. We also bring in people to talk with them about life skills. Just living everyday life is extremely important. Then we have people coming talking about entrepreneurship, about you can own your own business if you choose to, and how to start that, and where to get resources for those types of ventures. So all of those things are important, and professional development, learning to be professional in any arena that you choose to go into.
And very important areas indeed to address, especially, Miss Cynthia, if we're talking about a woman who is a single parent, raising a child or her children. She may even work more than one job, working several hours at a time. And here are those situations in which they may not even be aware of the programs that are out there and available by means of Color of Reason Women's Community Council.
You're absolutely correct. And that is where we feel that we can kind of fill a little niche with these young women. And in our programs, especially the one that we just did starting in September of 2017, we had the Life Skills Program and all of those other three segments that went along with that. And the classes were full each weekend. Children getting up on Saturday morning because they hungered for knowledge of these particular skills. Mm-hmm. And they were very engaged, and we were extremely pleased with the outcome.
Wonderful. And these programs or services do provide funding to keep going. And you mentioned to us earlier, and here's where, Cynthia, you can indeed share the particulars, all the details about what will be in its fifth year. Congratulations. Share with us about the Father-Daughter Dance.
Oh, the Father-Daughter Dance is a very extraordinary event. It is where the young women and men get an opportunity to dress up in their very best, come out to an event to engage with their family members, And we also, it is a full-fledged program where they dance. They also, we have a keynote speaker each year. We have a silent auction there. We play games with them. It is a full family event, even though it is entitled father-daughter. We have mothers that come out and bring their daughters. We have mothers that come out and bring their sons, grandparents, uncles, whomever is a very important figure in that person's life. And so we want to invite everyone to come out from age 3 to 103 to enjoy this, because we have parents that travel to come to be with their children and come out to these events annually.
And I just love what you said, 3 to 103. And loving your great company as well, radio family. Thank you so much for tuning in to the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our intercom stations. Thank you for joining me, Renee Vaughn, along with the lovely Cynthia Ricks. She is founder of the Color of Reason Women's Community Council. Strength, autonomy, community, self-awareness. The advocacy programs that they provide here in Greensboro, North Carolina, include literacy programs, scholarship programs, and a whole lot more. In fact, some of the recent programs have included the Young Women's Leadership and Mentoring Program, Parents for Education Achievement Advocacy Program, Read to Achieve Literacy Program, Color of Reason to Succeed Scholarship Program, and Current Trends and Issues Monthly Discussion Forums. And as Cynthia was just mentioning, it is the annual, going on its fifth year, Father and Daughter Dance Extraordinaire, a semi-formal event that you have the invitation to be a part of. And now, Cynthia, let's discuss the event. It was talked about last year. How did it go?
Absolutely awesome. Had a large crowd. Everyone was so excited to be there. We played a lot of games. We had a lot of people involved in the silent auction. We had the keynote speaker was outstanding. Mm-hmm. His name was Amos Quick, who's a representative here in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. He came out. He was the keynote speaker and talked about the importance of his daughters in his life. And we'll have someone speaking this year about the importance of father-daughter bonding in their lives and others. We have mothers that play major roles in their children's lives all the time and other family members. But it is just important to let fathers and daughters know the importance of that relationship, because it helps in many instances to lead the children on to be very successful.
Nicely said. And it is a wonderful opportunity to get dressed up, to look your best for that one special occasion. But there's also an underlying point in having this event and where and when it takes place.
It is. The underlying point being that the relationship between a father and daughter is extremely important. And it goes mostly to let the dads know the important role that they play in their daughters' lives, and for them to be able to connect with that and just spend that quality time with the daughters is just overwhelming. And you can see the glee and the joy in each of their eyes when they're coming into the event and ascending down the stairs, getting their photos taken. It is an awesome, awesome event. So they're always very pleased, and we just have a wonderful time together. That is a very special moment that neither will ever forget.
And Cynthia, here is a beautiful way and opportunity for daughters to see their fathers in the role as a male or as a man, and how they can be treated as a female or as they become older and start relationships and possibly families of their own. They can see firsthand how wonderful it is to be treated by a male who will treat her with the utmost respect as they continue to grow up.
It absolutely is. And this is one of the reasons that we thought this would be a great event for our fundraiser each year, was to show young ladies how they are to be treated, because most women judge the males in their lives by their dads, and that is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. And again, Cynthia, we want to reemphasize to our Community Focus family this morning here on the weekend edition of Community Focus that this upcoming event is not just restricted or only for fathers and daughters.
It absolutely is not. As I stated earlier, it is entitled father-daughter, but we have mothers that come in and bring their daughters. We have mothers sometimes that come in and bring their sons. It is a family event for the most part, but it started out being father-daughter dance, and it's a beautiful event. So it is basically a family event. So come out and join us and enjoy on February the 17th at the Empire Room downtown Greensboro.
And that was certainly going to be, Miss Cynthia, my next question. Thank you for sharing the date of the event and the location as well. Now, how do our listeners, our Community Focus family, get involved in getting those tickets?
People can get tickets by going to our website at www.colorofreason.org, and there's a link there, or they can go to Eventbrite. There's also a Facebook page on our website that you should be able to link up with and get your tickets.
And let me ask you this as well. If they simply just go to Color of Reason, can they find the information there?
If they just go colorofreason.org, they should be able to find us.
Excellent. And Cynthia, where do the proceeds of the event go to?
Many of the proceeds will go to our Girls Leadership by Design program that we have annually. It will also go to other events that we have in the organization as well. But the majority of the proceeds will go to our Girls Leadership by Design program. We're also, while we're speaking on that, implementing other programs this year to help our young women learn how to take a standardized test better. Because there is a key to testing well, and some people do not test well. And if we can show them certain ways to test better, they will find that in the end they will have higher scores during their testing, when they take their standardized test.
And again, Radio Family, we want to reemphasize as well that when you go to colorofreason.com, you can see firsthand and get more information about the various advocacy programs that are included with the Color of Reason Women's Community Council. Again, they're in Greensboro. It includes their literacy programs along with their scholarship programs and a whole lot more. And as this was mentioned earlier, different things that include the Color of Reason to Succeed scholarship program, the program Parents for Education Achievement Advocacy Program, even on how you can volunteer of your time and become a part of the Color of Reason Women's Community Council in Greensboro. So you can become a part of the advocacy program as well. Miss Cynthia, let's do a little recap. All the pertinent information that you have so wonderfully shared for those who may just be joining us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus and want to be a part of, again, the Color of Reason Women's Council, Women's Community Council, and your fifth annual Father and Daughter Dance Extraordinaire.
The Father-Daughter Dance is going to be February 17th. The time will be from 6:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. It will be held at the Empire Room, located at 203 South Elm Street, Greensboro, North Carolina. The tickets will be $35 per adult. One parent and a child under the age of 18 can come in on that $135 ticket. Additional children under the age of 18 will be $20 per child. Mm-hmm. But any person over the age of 18, it will be $35, whether it's a daughter or not. If you're 18 or over, it will be a $35 ticket.
And thank you again for the clarification. And Cynthia, when putting on a big event such as this, you obviously don't do it alone. So you certainly can take this opportunity to make mention of all the wonderful help that went into assisting you on this. Talk about the area sponsors.
Yes, we love to mention some of our sponsors as well as some of our donors. Flo Jaguar on Wendover Avenue and Wells Fargo. We're so pleased to have them. They were sponsors last year, and they're back on board again this year because they were very pleased with the outcome. And we have other donors that participates and helps with this event, and we'll have that and more forthcoming. as we get closer to our father-daughter dance program.
And Cynthia, once again, to make sure that members of our Community Focus family visit the website as often to learn about the various programs that you do provide and to get additional information about the Father and Daughter Dance Extraordinaire, again, they need to go to colorofreason.com.
Yes, absolutely. That is correct. More information about what we do is on that website. So please go to our website and see what's available there. And we hope to see you at our largest fundraiser, the Father-Daughter Dance, on February 17th.
And again, the location, Radio Family, to add to that, is the Empire Room, 203 South Elm Street, downtown Greensboro, is your physical location. And Cynthia, I would also like to add a couple of numbers that our listeners can also call if they should need additional ticket information. One being area code 336-706-2239 or 336-706-0936. So again, both numbers with the same area code of 336. The first number is 706-2239 or 706-0936. Once again, she is the founder of the Color of Reason Women's Community Council in Greensboro. Cynthia Ricks, thank you so much for the wonderful company and the great information here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, and welcome to the Community Focus family.
Thank you so much.
And you are so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. I know you are doing some wonderful things in our communities as well. Please keep up the good work, and thank you for the great company here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And of course, any time that you join us here on Saturday and Sunday mornings, know this as well. You can also catch these wonderful one-on-one conversations with members of our Community Focus family when you go to our podcast at WQMG.com. Until that next time, as there are no goodbyes, I'm Renee Vaughn, thanking you again for your great company, wrapping up another weekend edition of Community Focus, and certainly hoping that you enjoy not only the rest of this day, but the rest of your weekend as well. Until that next time, take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.